T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here on a Friday. It's kind of a weird, wacky Friday. It is the middle of July, and the Bucks are in the NBA Finals. COVID's back in sports. Wanted to watch Yankees Red Sox last night, but COVID. We'll mention that in a second. I can't talk about COVID. I don't know if you know that, Toby. I'm not allowed. Everybody else is allowed, but I'm not allowed. Today is going to be a fun day, as they all are. They're all fun days. You know what? I'm having the time of my life. I'm having a blast. Outside of the Brewers' postseason run of 2018, when your boy used his media credentials to be in St. Louis when the Brewers clinched, and to be at game 163, you know, that was kind of like, it's always, well, what's been the best part of your job? That's what I always say. It was that time, you know, cause I got some incredible experiences and I was able to bring them to everybody this time around. You know, young Toby went to a game. All right. Dan Plucker. We're sending some of the young cats to the games. I'm not doing the whole media thing. I'm doing the whole fan thing. I'm going down to the Deer District. I'm still trying to get a ticket to the game, but my goodness. What are we at right now? I'm just gonna look right now on the air. It won't be the first time I'm surfing my phone while also talking. Bucks tickets, game 6. And again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. I agree. Okay. I want just the cheapest tickets. We're looking at 2 tickets, me and a buddy, $861. That's the cheapest. All right. With fees, that's about $1,100. I can't spend $1,100 to go to one of these games. Even if, like, they win game 6, the Bucks, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime moment, I can't spend $1,100 to go to a game. Toby, you were at game 3, and you were there as media, but, like, you didn't have to do anything, so you're essentially there as a fan.
Yeah, basically.
Because we're sending guys as media, but we don't make them do anything.
Yeah, they're like, what do you need to do post-game? I was like, you know, like, leave the stadium and do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, call the post-game show and talk to Sparky.
Yeah. So you got in there. I mean, that's like for game 3, that was like an $800 seat wherever you were.
Oh yeah. No, it was well worth going there, even if I would have just sat and had to do what they were going to ask and watch a TV, but just being in the stadium felt like it saved me paying a paycheck's worth of money, right? Like, that, there's no way that I could have paid to have gone. So I appreciate the opportunity I got through working here. But, yeah, I mean, if you get the opportunity, you never know if Milwaukee's going to be back in the finals in your lifetime.
Yeah, but is that an $1,100 gamble?
I don't know, man. That atmosphere in Game 3, and you'd have to talk to Plucker about Game 4, but Game 3, at least, the atmosphere seemed... That was the best atmosphere I've ever been a part of at a game. I think the closest one would have been another Bucks playoff game I'd been to, but that was at the Bradley Center. But this one at the Fiserv was electric, and Game 6, you got to think, is going to be even crazier, especially if the Bucks have a chance to win it all.
Yeah, so Game 4, the way that game went, especially at the end with the comeback and the twists and turns and the block and all of that stuff, you know, that would have cost about $800-900. And that's a lot of money. And so you're like, well, you know, right now I'm still thinking, would it have been worth it? In like 10 years or whatever, when we're far removed and Wisconsin sports are in another championship drought, I'll say, oh, well, I should have spent $3,000 to go to that game. I can't believe I didn't go to that game. But I just don't have this. I just don't have this kind of money for 2 hours. 3 hours, and I know it's going to be a great 3 hours, but it's like these guys that are spending billions of dollars to go to space for 10 minutes. I mean, it is space. You're going to space. It's pretty cool, but is it worth billions of dollars? I guess if you barely drop in the bucket to these guys. You know, this Richard Branson thing, it's kind of annoying me. This is just some rich dude who, on a lark, wanted to go to space. So he goes to space, and then he's on all these TV shows talking about how he spent all this money to go to space. There's a lot of people that need that money, Dick. Okay? Which I can say. That's his name. You know, it'd be cool if he, like, was helping child poverty or something. No, I'm a rich man who's going to space, and I'd love to come in the view and talk about it. That's kind of annoying me. Dick Branson. Dick Branson. So I probably won't get to this game. It's very costly. But we are taking a trip down memory lane a little bit today with the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm excited to talk to all of these people. Paul Henning is going to join us at 7:35. Paul Henning and I have done shows on this station together. He was the kind of the face of the Save Our Bucks movement, because people may forget, and it's easy to forget when you look at what's happening now with the Deer District and the Fiserv and this championship run. The Bucks were maybe not going to stay here. The vote that helped keep them here was 6 years ago yesterday. And it was actually, it got bipartisan support. That may have been the last bipartisan measure that we've seen in this country. For sure the state, but it got some bipartisan support to keep the Bucks in town. And I remember we went over so many things that we went over, like the slogan was it cost less to keep them here. So it wasn't even... The PR campaign wasn't even, hey, we want to keep the Bucks in town. That'd be cool to have an NBA team here. It was, well, it costs money to have them, but it's going to cost more money if you don't have them. So you might as well have them. That was kind of the PR campaign. And then we got really into, we found out what the jock tax was. Like, I didn't know when these guys, you know, I do my own taxes now. But if you're an athlete, how can you? You need like seven people to do them. Because when they go to Arizona, just in these games, that they have to fill out Arizona state tax. Because they're working in Arizona. Even though they're employees in Milwaukee, they're working in Arizona. You know, if you go to Arizona for work, it's not the same. But if you go to Arizona to play a basketball game, you've got to fill out state taxes for Arizona. So the jock tax was getting state taxes here in Wisconsin. So we were talking about that a bunch. So it was just a crazy time. I don't think I ever got to the point where I really thought they would leave. I know we did a Save Our Bucks show and all that. And, you know, we had people calling their representatives, and I made some calls on that. But I don't know if I ever really deep down thought, maybe I just couldn't envision it actually happening. Herb Cole then found a group of guys that was willing to keep the team here, put up a bunch of his money still after selling the team to help build a new arena. And you've seen the difference that it has made. I mean, the Deer District it's a game changer. And there's going to be places and other teams throughout sports that are going to try to copy what the Bucks have. And you wonder, too, if there's the opportunity for more of that. Maybe the Beer District for the Brewers? If they could pull something off down there? I don't know. But we're going to talk to Paul Henning at 7:35. A lifelong Bucks fan in his own right. And he's been enjoying this run. 8 o'clock, we are going to check in with Matt Velasquez. Matt used to cover this team for years. Worked at the Journal Sentinel, had covered Marquette, went on the Bucks beat, was with this whole Giannis ascension, leaves, and then they go to the finals. So we're going to talk to Matt Velasquez about regrets he has. But he's doing some good stuff now. He's with Bleacher Report. He moved for his wife. She got a job, and they had to move to, I believe, Indiana. So he had his career, and then it was her turn to have hers. And now Matt's back in the thick of things, but watching the Bucks from afar. So I'm excited to talk to Matt at 8. Frank Madden will join us 8:35, Locked On Bucks. And we'll check in with our good buddies, Jeff Orlowski and Paul Imig. Jeff Orlowski and I will be right back here tonight again for another Friday night postgame show as the Brewers are back at it against the Reds. Brewers against the Reds tonight. It is the first Brewer game in, what is it, 4, 5, 6 weeks, it feels like. It's been a while since we've seen the Brewers in action. Of course, it was just against the Reds, dropping 3 in a row. And now they're back at it against Cincinnati. That is, if there's not any positive COVID test. Now, the Brewers are one of the teams that got vaccinated over the 85% threshold, but they did have 5 guys in Colorado where Aaron Judge was, and now Aaron Judge is in the COVID protocols. There was supposed to be a game last night between the Yankees and the Red Sox. Baseball did it 1 year on accident. There was like a makeup game that they had to have on this day because you had the All-Star break, and then the season starts again on Friday. And I've always thought that baseball should have 1 game on Thursday. Two of the teams are going to have to bite the bullet and play and shorten their All-Star break. But I always think it's a good spotlight. Have a good, like, it was going to be Yankees, Red Sox. All right, that's always, you know, that's always the one they go to. But last night would have been a great night to have Dodgers, Padres on national TV. Or an Angels game with Shohei Ohtani. Hey, you just saw Shohei in the All-Star game? You want to watch more of him on his actual team? Here he is again. It would have been great to have the Angels last night. Maybe they could have done their Field of Dreams game, which they're coming up and doing. Maybe they could have done that coming up.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I wanted something to watch last night.
Sorry, I didn't go anywhere. I had to cough.
Yeah, no, I get that. It was disappointing. I didn't even realize that there was going to be Yankees Red Sox last night until it was canceled. And I would have gladly watched that instead of watching USA destroy Martinique.
Yeah, I ended up watching that too.
Yeah, I figured you would, and I figured. I mean, I'm sorry I missed our Gold Cup postgame show.
Oh yeah, I didn't come in.
Yeah, my bad.
We had dead air for an hour. I didn't come in. The Gold Cup is like, it's so USA Soccer's playing right now, but it, you know, like the Euros just happened. And the Euros, the final drew big numbers. The final drew about the same amount of numbers that that the NBA Finals is drawing. So people were into that tournament. But that's because it's got like all the big soccer heavy hitters, Spain, you know, they're all in Europe. Spain, England, Germany, Italy, all them. Ours is United States, Canada, Mexico, Martinique, like St. Kitts and Grenadine. I don't even know these islands. I suck.
Yeah, I feel like ours is like you get to watch the NBA Finals and the Euros, and then now you're watching an AAU tournament.
Yeah, so it's pretty much, it should be USA-Mexico at some point, unless one of these teams upsets them. But USA won last night. They beat Martinique.
6-1.
6-1, the final. I also ended up watching, Big Brother. I'm a Big Brother guy.
See, I was watching some documentary dramas on Amazon Prime while I played some MLB
Which one?
The Show. It's Underground Railroad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard about that one. Actually, I have heard about that one.
Yeah.
So you play the show and watch the documentary?
I watched the documentary, and then I played some of the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I was doing some work and watching Big Brother, which I kind of went away from because it's always like the jockey white guy ends up winning. Despite everyone targeting him the whole season, CBS always like breaks the rules to get the handsome man who's got muscles, the $500,000. So I kind of got annoyed with it because every season was the same, but now I got into it. I'll talk to Jeff about that later. Stay tuned, 8:45, Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski talk, Big Brother. Stay tuned for that. So I watched a little of that, but I would have loved to watch the baseball game last night. The Yankees had a bunch of COVID positive tests. And now, you know, Aaron Judge was at the All-Star game and he's in the protocols. So these other teams are going to have to do their test. COVID's not over. LA's got their mask mandate back. I'm worried we're going to get back there. Even with the vaccinations, if we get back to that point where people have to start wearing masks again, nobody's going to want to. Even the people that like me were so quick and you guys think preachy to wear masks last summer. Man, now that we're going to the Deer District and life's kind of back, oh, it's going to be, I don't know, guys. I can sense you guys already getting mad. I am just talking. I am just having stream of consciousness. There was a game yesterday canceled to COVID. COVID is keeping fans out of the Olympics. The Olympics maybe shouldn't even happen. Toby, your guy Bradley Beal's out of the Olympics now. That's a big blow for you Wizards fans.
All three of us.
Yeah, that's a big blow for you. Did they add Duncan Robinson officially?
I don't know that they have officially announced who's replacing him.
Mm.
They were considering also adding former Milwaukee Buck legend Christian Wood.
Really?
Yeah.
Christian Wood was going to be an Olympian?
Well, I think they realize now that maybe it's not a good idea to just have Bam and Draymond, because Jeremy Grant is also on COVID protocols. So they're one of two big men is on the COVID protocol.
Oh, don't forget Kevin Love, dog.
Okay, one of two big men, good players. I don't know. Maybe they need to revamp this whole roster with now that they have openings, but I don't know. It definitely is still real, and it just makes you thankful that we haven't had to deal with any of this in the NBA playoffs other than Chris Paul having to miss a game, but it didn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but it just makes you thankful that Milwaukee hasn't had to endure it, and hopefully it doesn't pop up in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, you don't even think about that. But they're still doing their tests. We don't even think about the possibility of it. Chris Paul missed the first two games of the Western Conference Finals because of COVID. And we don't even think about it. We don't even think about it. They're still getting tested and all that, but we don't even think about it.
Well, and they did a good job on the broadcast the other night bringing up the fact that these referees and they have to just go months at a time away from their family because they can't go home and they can't even drive themselves around and all these different things that they have to go through. They're making a big sacrifice for the sake of the league and to make everything go. It's crazy that what some of these people are still having to do while the rest of us just live our lives as if it really never happened.
Yeah, and so I know that there's some people, because again, guys, I can sense when I talk about, you know, the biggest story of our lifetimes, get mad. I'm not the one in charge of these sports. They are still going to not play if there are cases. That's what the sports leagues have decided. College, the Big 12 said, if you can't play because of COVID, you're going to forfeit that game. We're not messing around this year. So they would still cancel games now to the point of forfeiting, where it's a competitive, you know, real disadvantage if you contract cases. So that's, you know, we're still there. There was a baseball game last night that was postponed. They probably won't. I don't know how much of that series they'll end up playing. I didn't see anything about tonight, but MLB, they had a showcase game last night, and it wasn't able to be played. So it feels like everything's good to go again, but we'll see. There could still be cancellations. I don't know if we're going to get to the point where we're playing NFL games on Wednesday afternoons again, but there could still be cancellations like this. So just keep that in mind when you are, you know, I guess, buying tickets or wanting to go to a Brewer game. I don't know. It's just not completely over. Okay, I'll stop now. I'm just the messenger. I'm not preaching here. I got a real complex about this now, Toby, because people got mad at your boy last summer quite a bit, as if I was the one that invented COVID.
Yeah, I mean, you have your stance, and you made it very clear, and I mean, that's all right.
My stance is I don't want it to exist.
Yeah, none of us do.
And okay.
You were more vocal about all the standards and everything, and that's fine.
Well, so that it didn't exist.
Yeah.
I wanted sports back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Good.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Toby. Thank you. So we'll see what happens with that Yankees-Red Sox series, but that is something to keep an eye on. I'm Bart. That's Toby. The Bucks are back at it tomorrow night. So, again, we're going to have a lot of fun today talking about COVID. I mean, talking with Bucks guest to kind of really soak in. Today's an enjoy the ride day. We got game 5 tomorrow. It's going to be so stressful. It's going to be so nerve-wracking. And I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we are in the NBA Finals. So we're going to have a good time today. Again, Paul Henning, 7:35. Matt Velasquez, 8 o'clock. And then Frank Madden coming up at 8:35. Jeff Orlowski, Paul Immig as well. Mike the Painter is our first guest today. Mike, I'm promoting you to from caller to guest today. And you join us on
awesome.
You join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. What's up?
Dude, you just make me feel all warm inside there, Bart.
Well, you know, you're loyal to the show, so I'm going to be loyal back to you.
That's awesome, because I try to be, you know. I love your show. You know, I love sports talk radio, especially when it talks about, you know, our sports.
What about when I mentioned a game got postponed to COVID?
Well, they should have a backup game, especially in these day and, you know, times here. But why aren't these athletes vaccinated? Why are they still getting COVID?
Because they got to do their own research, Mike.
Well, they're making it mandatory for all kinds of other people. You think, you know, when you're making millions and millions of dollars, that you would have to get the shot.
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that. Maybe I'll get Eric Sogard on and ask him.
You should. Somebody from Major League.
Yeah.
Somebody. But let's talk some happy stuff, like the Bucks.
Yeah, how you doing? I feel like last night was kind of like a reset night because there was no Brewer game. You know, there obviously wasn't a Bucks game. There really wasn't anything else. It was, you know, kind of like the All-Star break. Oh, it is the All-Star break. But I feel like last night everybody could just kind of catch up, take a breath, because this has been an exhausting, in a good way, but it's been a very exhausting 2 months now.
Yeah, it's been trying for us Bucks fans, but, you know, we still have faith, and we have the Bucks loss. So, you know, we're gonna continue to have it for hopefully 2 more games, and that'll be it. And then we can rest and relax and wait for Aaron Rodgers to show up to camp and start swinging the football around.
That's in 11 days. The day that he's supposed to show up is in 11 days.
It's so close. And it's what's so cool, though, with the Bucks doing what they're doing right now is that we don't have to concentrate on the Packers like we would be. You know, we'd be going through the roster and the backups and, you know, the competitions. And, yeah, that's what we should be doing.
I was thinking about this because I was, you know, I hate myself, so I play out every scenario. The Bucks are going to finish this NBA Finals run no matter what happens. This will wrap up next week, and then we're going to have the either agony or euphoria of it for a few more days. And then just like that, it's going to be all Packers all the time, as if this Bucks run never existed.
No, I don't think they're going to get overshadowed, because it's, you know, basically like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for
But once the finals are done and we know if Rodgers is coming back or not, it's going to be, God.
Oh, yeah, it'll be back to normal, you know. It'll be like that never happened.
I don't want to go back to normal.
Yeah, we do. It's got to be normal. I want normalcy, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want Packers normalcy.
Yeah. I want Super Bowl after an NBA championship.
You know, I got to be honest. I don't even care.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe I will, but I don't.
You're invested more than a lot of people, not just being a fan, being an owner. You're just, you know, you do it for a job, so you're more invested than a lot of us.
Yeah, I might take football season off though.
Yeah, right.
I might only work during the Bucks season. That's all I care about.
Do you have that many vacation days built up?
No, but dude, I have like 8 weeks of sick time. Because I never take off sick, and then I'm only physically here 4 hours, so.
I could teach you the art of painting, and you can come in, and we can make some good money painting.
But I can't, like, cash out the sick time either. It just goes away. And I can't trade it in for vacation or money.
That's a bummer.
So I got all this sick time, but I can't ever be sick. It's kind of a tease.
You're just going to have to come into work and start coughing.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm doing today. Mike, hold on 1 second. Hey, I figured out. So here's my chair game plan today.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm gonna get 4 chairs this time, and I'm gonna chain them together at the same spot. And if people want to come and put chairs next to them, then I would invite you to do that. But I'm not gonna coordinate, like, let's have 80 of us meet at one time. Sure. I just feel like that's gonna be too hard. So I'm going to put chairs down on Wisconsin Avenue today, probably around noon. And then if you guys want to come and put chairs by mine, I would encourage that.
We can link off of your chair.
Yeah, you have to bring your own chains or whatever, zip ties.
That's all right. Yeah.
But I think that's what I'm going to do.
But we do need so many of them that it will take too many guys to lift all the chairs out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'll get it started with about 4.
All right, I'm down. As soon as you got them down there, I'll go and drive down there after work, and I'll go and hook my 2 up to yours.
Okay, hopefully they're still there by then.
Yes.
Because if I do this at noon, I mean, my one chair last time lasted an hour.
You got to get caution tape, because caution tape is like official. So when you got caution tape down there, then nobody bothers it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And you, like I said before, you don't even really need chairs down there. If you caution tape the area, then, you know, maybe even throw a cone out there or two.
You know what else I'll do, Mike? I'll draw a sketch of what do they call those when you draw a dead body on the ground?
A sketch? I don't know.
You know what I'm thinking of, though.
I know what you're saying.
Where the left arm's in the air and the right arm's down always. Everyone always dies with their arms like that.
I don't think SUV has ever really said what the sketch is. The body outline.
Yeah, the body outline. Yeah. So I'll draw a body outline so people think it's a crime scene.
There you go.
So then they really stay away.
Put some, you know, like some Hershey syrup down there, because that looks like blood, because we used to use that at the... for haunted houses.
Yeah, now we're getting pretty extreme.
Yeah, I guess then they'd probably come down there with the cleaning crew and you know, clean it up and stuff.
Well, maybe I'll just go down to the morgue, find a dead body, and throw it there, Mike. What are we talking about here?
No, we just need caution tape down there. Put it around your chairs, and weekend. I'm down though. I'm let me know. Send me out a tweet. Let me know where they're at. Take a picture.
Okay.
And I'll bring mine down.
All right. I think that's what I'm going to do today.
So how are you feeling about tomorrow? You think?
Right now I still feel good. I still feel good, but I'm still trying to figure out is that how I feel or is that what I want? But I'm not like overly nervous or worried. I guess I don't know if I'm overly confident, but I'm not overly worried.
I think we have the momentum, and I think this is where we're going to steal the home field,
yeah,
the home court advantage away from them, because we are the road warriors.
People were asking me about you yesterday because you predicted Middleton with 38 the other night. He had 40.
Yeah, I know.
People were sending me messages like, how about that Mike the Painter guy? That was awesome.
And I picked him to win by 6, too.
And you picked him to win by 6, Mike. So what are you picking tomorrow?
I haven't really
really
put too much thought into it. But you know what? My heart of hearts is telling me that Giannis will have 40.
Oh.
And the Bucks will win by 3.
Okay.
On a Chris Middleton last second shot.
Oh, that's a bold prediction, Mike.
Yeah, so then he takes over the lead on LeBron James for the most game tying or go ahead scores in the final or playoffs, because Romney said that he's got 15 tied with LeBron.
Middleton is 15?
Yeah. 15 in these playoffs. He's got 15 made buckets for go ahead or ties in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And that ties LeBron James.
Well,
yeah, that's. You can't tell me that that's not clutch, Ram.
All right, Mike. I'm gonna let you go, buddy.
Hey, thanks for letting me be a guest.
Yeah, well, we just did 9 minutes with you, so that's officially awesome. A guest.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
We'll podcast
it. Have a good day.
Yep.
Toby, you have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Have one. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Mike the Painter on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Good on Mike. You know, if you call in, I'll talk to you for 30 minutes if it's a good convo.
Yeah, Mike was getting... I'm going to be real creeped out if Mike started, got every one of those predictions right.
Oh, I know. Mike also did... please listen to Mike's call. If you're somebody who's called in or somebody who's thinking about calling in... Listen to Mike's call. Mike did something that very few people do when they call in. They have a phone that works. 799-1250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now in Milwaukee,
stay freaky.
On his way to MVP. He's a freaky,
a freak,
taking over TV screens.
Stay freaky,
stay freaky, stay freaky, Giannis. Stay freaky, stay freaky.
Freaky Giannis. I recorded that last night in my basement in my home studio. Now, this is Justin Jagler. We played this a couple of years ago. He recorded this in 2019. And it's making the rounds again a little bit because, if you forgot, the Bucks are in the NBA Finals. And we're getting everything we can get our hands on. Sheryl Crow has said that she will make a Bucks anthem if they win in six. And I'm all about the Sheryl Crow fandom. I love that these celebrities are showing up. I love that Sheryl Crow is just the most random person to ever be a Bucks fan, but her kids are really into Giannis, so she's a Bucks fan. And that's great. But if we're going to get a Bucks anthem, it's Eddie Lemberger, okay? I'm in the Eddie Lemberger tank. Sheryl Crow, I'm all about Sheryl Crow. I really am. But if you're going to make me choose, I'm on Team Eddie J. We already have an anthem. It's this. 2010 Packers. I remember Little Wayne. Green and yellow, green and yellow. The 2021 Bucks. I'm going to remember Bucks Lust. Because we all have it now. So this is the anthem. Now, if Sheryl Crow wants to cover this, then we can talk. But this is the anthem. 414-799-1250. Mike is in Greenfield. Mike, what's up?
Not much, man. Is this exciting or what?
I can think of worse things. Yeah, worse ways to spend our time.
Yeah, and but, you know, I thought the NBA was going to straighten out some of these bogus calls for flopping, but they haven't. And let's face it, I shouldn't bring this up, but it does seem like Giannis gets at least the extra half a step when he's going to the basket. But
Mike, anyhow, what are you saying?
Okay, nothing. I'm not saying nothing. Yeah. So that's the only thing they get. But that's one thing I dislike about the NBA, because I think the other sports are working on it. Baseball used to be nuts. But what I wanted to say is sometimes I'm reluctant to call in. I'm more of a cheerleader fan. But some of the callers that call in really articulate. Like, you know, you've got some intelligent callers. Not everybody just calls after they lose. Ram brings up some good points, but I think Milwaukee is getting together as a community of all different races and stuff. But anyhow, I hope the Bucks do it in six, and we won't have any bad calls like what knocked the Bucks out of the finals against Philly. By Stu Jackson when we lost our power forward. So I guess I'm a little tired out this morning, and I'm not making too many good points, but I'm glad Middleton is picking it up. And
Mike, why are you being so hard on yourself? That's a good call.
Thank you. The Bucks they're very talented, and they seem like they play young, but they got some older guys. But let's get off of this knocking Coach Bud. He got past some really good teams to get him in the finals, and he must have a little knowledge up there. And his players don't grumble about him. That's another good thing. So let's go Bucks. And, you know, Giannis, man, what a defender. He really wanted that game, and I hope we get the next two. And I really feel like only some bogus calls will derail them, because I mean, we've been playing this is the third team we played that with some special floppers. This isn't soccer, you know.
Yeah, it's worse.
yeah, it's worse, and it was horrible against Brooklyn. I mean, it's just nuts. But the Bucks will learn to get a little more savvy at stuff like that. And I just think it's awesome. You go into a gas station, and if somebody doesn't look like they're going to steal your car, I'm only kidding. You can say, hey, how about the Bucks? And everybody's excited about it. The whole city's excited. It's good for the city, and thanks to Corb Cole, he sold the team to somebody who stayed in Milwaukee. I wasn't a big fan of his, but he was a good owner. He tried to get good coaches and good coaches to get good players. He made some great choices, but, you know, they all, you know, it just didn't work out.
Mike, and you can call in and be a cheerleader anytime. If you think these other people know more about basketball than you, that's fine. The dirty little secret is I don't know anything about basketball.
Yeah, well, you're a soccer guy, aren't you?
Yeah, so that's why I'm wondering why you just ripped on it. I'm mad at you.
No, I'm not ripping on soccer. My son, I shouldn't bring this up, but in his junior year, he made All-American, and at the banquet, Pelé was the guest speaker. He's got pictures of shaking hands and being hugged by Pelé.
Wow. Dude, that is awesome.
Yeah, and he was, boy, I he's going to get mad at me if he hears about this, but he was, when he graduated, he was drafted by the Wave and the Rampage. Okay, now I got a funny story for you. Pippen, the Channel 6 announcer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Pippins.
He was doing the sports, and we got everybody we know watching it. There was a guy who was probably a notch better than my son, who was they talked about first, and then they just flashed my son, and you know I didn't care for that, so I called up the show, and I said, geez, here you got a kid that's local product. He went to Marquette High School. He goes to Parkside. He gets drafted. He was, he got accolades, and you don't hardly show him. So on the 10 o'clock news, Pippen comes on, and he goes, coming up after the break, we're going to have more on that local soccer player who was drafted by both our professional teams, and his dad is proud as a peacock. I thought that was funny. You're not laughing too loud, so.
No, I'm really, I wish you could see my face. I'm really like into this story. I really am, Mike, but at the same time, I'm thinking, am I the only one into this story?
Probably, because people can't understand a game where they don't score. And that's okay. The United States Organized Soccer Leagues totally destroyed the setup, and we won't be competing for a while.
I think our World Cup team's good, but United States, the way that soccer is in this country, it's become pay to play, and it's a real problem.
Yeah, I played against Gansler.
Bob Gansler? I feel like we're doing too much soccer now. Now I got to let you go.
Okay, you got to let me go. Okay, I'll say goodbye, and you get some more callers in. I love talking about the Bucks. Have a good day.
All right, I would talk to you for another hour, Mike, but the job.
Maybe someday at the restaurant or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, have a great day, man. Go Bucks.
All right, you too. Go Bucks. Yeah, I'm really interested. I like now that's where I have to feel like, okay, get Bart. It's the NBA Finals. I even feel bad we brought up that USA played Martinique last night.
I brought that up, so you can pin that one on me.
I even felt bad that I brought up Euro when 10 million people watched it.
You know what? Being at the Pfizer for that game one or game three, there were a bunch of people that were in the Pfizer watching that. A bunch of the workers had it on their phones or they had it on TV.
Okay.
So there were a bunch of people watching it. Even though they're prepping for game three,
all right.
they were checking it out because they knew that as soon as that was finished, it was time to get ready for game three. But they were checking it out.
Okay. All right. Good to know. I'm Bart. That's Toby. You can call up and talk Bucks. You can call up and tell us about your kids. It's just kind of a weird, freaky Friday here on The Fan.
The familiarity is certainly there. You know, they do a lot of really, you know, good stuff offensively, creative. Monty does a great job. They're players. So I think, you know, you still got to be on point. There's got to be a mental focus. But then, you know, at the end of the day, you got to find a way to get the 50-50 balls, the rebounds. We got to have great spacing. We got to be in attack mode. You know, so I think both teams are familiar, but They still got to execute.
Yeah, all right. Coach Mike Budenholzer of your Milwaukee Bucks speaking there on Game 4. You know, coming out of Game 4, I'm Bart Winkler. Again, that's Toby Altizer. The segment brought to you by the live music concert series at the Twisted Fisherman. Tonight, you've got Cherry Pie and Giza Reggae. Tomorrow, Eric Von Klassen and Natty Nation Reggae. Good live music in a great setting. TwistedFisherman.com. Weather should be good for it as well. That's TwistedFisherman.com. I saw a lot of people. So we wondered yesterday, like, what will be the lasting moment of this game? And maybe it's because there were so many great pictures on it. But the block, you know, of all the different things that happened, Middleton and his shots, and, you know, big three from Pat was huge. But Giannis's block on Ayton, not just because it was a great block, but because of how he was covering the alley and then the oop. He was covering Booker. The ball goes over his head, and then he blocks Ayton. Now, the Bucks did not score on that next possession. So, because what I've seen now is people, because now this block has been deemed as the second greatest finals block ever. But really, when you think of the NBA Finals, you think of two blocks. You think of the LeBron, like, what's the third? I can't think of another. I'm sure there's been one. Maybe you could think of one. But it's this one in the LeBron block. And so obviously this block did not come into Game 7, and it does need to, you know, be boosted by the fact that if the Bucks win, we'll look at this as maybe the defining image of the series. But now I'm seeing people, and not just Skip Bayless, people locally are discrediting the block. Like, not everything has to be a hot take, guys. We're still doing this. We're still in this mode. I'm seeing a lot of articles written about Ted Lasso. Have you watched Ted Lasso?
I watched the commercials. I haven't watched the actual series.
All right, it's a good series. It's a good series. It's wholesome, yet it's funny. It only gets funnier as the series goes on. It's very good. I really enjoyed it. And a lot of other people did. And the articles being written about it as it gets ready for its second season is you can make a show without it following, you know, normal sitcom tropes. You know, people can have redeeming qualities. They don't have to be pigeonholed into this I'm the bad guy role. And so it was a show that followed a formula, but a different formula. It kind of broke the formula. We can do that with radio once again. Not every sports show has to be contrarian. Not every sports show has to take a fun moment and make it like a hot take. Not every time you turn on the radio do you need to hear an old guy complaining about the Milwaukee Hop when he hasn't come to the city of Milwaukee in 15 years. Not everything has to be a hot take, man. We can enjoy things that are meant for us to enjoy. So I just saw a lot of, and it wasn't just Skip Bayless, you know, because Skip Bayless, that's what he does. But it was local guys saying, oh, that block was overhyped. The block was overhyped? You try it. You try anything close to that. Giannis was covering one man. He passed the ball. He then blocked it after it got to the other man. I mean, that's like hitting a pop fly and then being the one to catch the pop fly.
Yeah, I mean, if we took out, so let's just take out the nature of how good Giannis is and how great that block was, and just look at the context. The Suns are down two with, what, 2 minutes left to play? Not long. They have a chance to tie it up if they can make that play. Ayton goes up, and it gets blocked. They were going to be able to tie that game, and who knows, that maybe changes things. The Bucks were able to play from ahead. Like you said, they didn't score on the next possession, but
I don't care if the Bucks didn't score, the Suns didn't score.
Exactly right. They were playing from ahead still. The Bucks were playing from ahead, and that's just taking away everything that Giannis did that was incredible, because that block was being was only able to be made by like one guy in the NBA, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's it. That's the only guy. So if we even just take out the nature of how good the block was as a, from a physical standpoint, it was still an incredible block, still a top block in finals history because of the just the context of the situation. Then you add in that Giannis is the only guy in the NBA that can make that play, and he made it after covering Devin Booker on help on a screen, and then Booker lobs it up, and Giannis goes over there and just says, well, maybe I'll get dunked on. I'm just going to try and get this ball out of here. I'm going to try my hardest over here and, you know, do what I can. And sure enough, he blocks it. That was an absolutely incredible play, and you're right. We don't have to all make hot takes. We don't all have to discredit things that are great.
I'm going to change this business one show at a time, Toby. Probably for the worst, but I'm going to change this business. And there's other plays that might have gotten lost in the shuffle. A few plays before that, Giannis stole an inbound pass and had an easy dunk. We should talk about that play more.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great, too.
Pat Connaughton's three. We could talk about that more. But we can celebrate those. We don't have to discredit the block. I'm subtweeting Tony Smith is the one that did it. I'm very mad at him. Former friend of show, now works elsewhere. Hot take factory over there.
Yeah, and it's just, you just have to discredit everything that someone does that's great. Middleton
you
only
try doing that, Tony.
Middleton only dropped 40 because he was at home.
God. Everyone sucks except for us and you guys. Everyone else sucks. We're good, though, and so are you. Paul Henning, Matt Velasquez, Frank Madden, you... 799-1250. Justin Jagler taking us out.
Stay freaky. Stay freaky. Stay freaky, Giannis. Stay freaky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.